Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason Hee. Before today's story begins, let me share a message from this week's sponsor, the Clan Speaker Alliance. Representing the interests of dwarves throughout the realm, the Clan Speaker Alliance implores all denizens of the realm to acknowledge the skills and talents of your allies in dwarf towns everywhere. Consider the saddles, sails, swords, and shields raised in defense of the realm and thank a dwarf today. The Clan Speaker Alliance, celebrating over 3 centuries of dwarven service. This week's story begins on a boat. Our heroes are sailing north once again, cramped upon a small crabbing vessel captained by Finn's brother, Darius Blackthorn. After saving Ostmith from a rampaging iron golem, the party follows a lead from Darius' son, placing the radical wizard Nascimento Pilar near the coastal village of Allenton. Athenia, at the prow of the modest boat, notices an approaching bird, which Finn identifies as a silver-helmed ern. The majestic sea eagle is a messenger from Athenia's mother, Queen Helena of the Sylvan Elves, imploring her daughter to return to the Temple of the Cascades. The autumnal equinox approaches, the waters of the Mirror Pond grow more still with each passing day, and the half-elven princess's attendance is required for the Sylvan Queen to divine a prophecy. Peace talks with the realm draw near, and the stakes are high for both elves and humans. Upon reaching the docks at Allenton, our heroes find a thick magical mist blanketing the coast. Villagers roam the streets with dazed expressions. An aged man lies with his back on the ground, staring into the sky. This is a much stranger place than the sleepy fishing village the heroes left 6 months ago, before the Battle of Realmsguard I and the breaching of the Elvish Ley Line. Undeterred by the odd behavior of the townsfolk, Gustav, the renowned artist, asks the party for help to bring him a marbled statue of the god Pax to Allenton's small temple. The animated tuber Root stoically carries the statue on his back across town. Gustav's gift is received graciously by Father Tobin, who asks the heroes if they are here to seek out the town's missing youth, including the temple's water-bearer, Yosef. Athenia reassures the half-blind priest that they are tracking the evildoer and suspect her to be nearby. Later that day, while enjoying a warm meal at the Allenton Inn, the party speculates on Nascimento's motives. Is she really evaporating the children of Allenton? How does this relate to her fervor to democratize magic throughout the realm? And is widespread magic dangerous, given the confused state of many of the townsfolk? Interrupting this discussion, a woman bursts into the tavern, crying in anguish that her son has been kidnapped. Berkta's son Tanner is missing, last seen with a woman matching Nascimento's description perfectly. Finn, alert to the danger and thinking of his own nephew, Darius Jr., asks the woman to fetch an article of clothing belonging to young Tanner. Wild shaping into the form of a bloodhound, the druid locks in on the scent of the missing boy and the hunt is on. Finn leads the party east through the dense coastal forest as the sun sets at their back. Racing through the woods, the party overcomes setbacks and delays, while Nyx frees Lav and Xander from magically tangled vines. The party fights off a pair of ravenous displacer beasts, suspiciously far from their home range in the Sylvan Mountains. Finally tracing the footsteps of Nascimento and young Tanner to the base of the Kendra Mountains. Across a clearing, lit by a ring of torches, is the Silver Gate, the magical portal bridging the dark woods in the southern province to these northern coastal forests. The Silver Gate is obstructed by a wall of dense thorns before which stands 2 figures. In the flickering light, our heroes recognize Tetra, the scroll and key operative from Briar's Glen, alongside Oryk the Ratkeeper, last seen in Ostmouth by Gustav Aylar en route. While the party quietly debates their course of action, Zerdin feels a knife point in the small of his back, accompanied by a familiar voice.
Don't say a word.
Zerdin freezes while Zane presses the tip of Charm Piercer into the bard's back. However, Finn and Root notice the rogue crouching behind Zerdin. Finn uses his druidic magic to heat the hilt of Charm Piercer, searing Zane's hand, while Root lashes at him with his thorn whip. Lav unleashes a pair of arrows, but the thief manages to escape into the darkness. This commotion alerts Tetra to the party's presence. Oryk summons a swarm of wood rats to surround the party, as hidden archers fill the forest with arrows and Tetra draws her sword to stop the heroes from reaching the Silver Gate. Amidst the fray, Gustav steps into the clearing with arms raised and calls for a ceasefire. Tetra recognizes the famous shrubbery artist and fellow scroll and key associate, but refuses to let the party pass. Nonetheless, Tetra's hidden archers hold their fire, and Oryk calls off his rats as tense negotiations begin. Tetra chastises Gustav and Zerdin for their close ties with Realmish nobility, questioning their allegiance.
You are too enamored of sharing fine wines and cheeses with the lambequins and tarnaths of the realm. And now, while you fixate on Nascimento, our real foe heads north towards Realmsguard 1.
Tetra then reveals that Lucien Solinger, the mastermind behind the attempt to destroy the Elven Ley Line, will join the Realmish Peace Delegation in the upcoming peace talks with the Elves. As Zerdin, Xandar, and Gustav parley with Tetra, Finn expresses concern that the scroll and key operative is simply stalling for time. Athenia, enraged, knocks an arrow, but with bowstring drawn, Zerdin magically holds her arm to prevent more bloodshed. After much discussion, Tetra swears that Nascimento's motives are pure and offers to escort the party through the Silver Gate to prove it. Xandar burns the Wall of Thorns, echoing Gustav's fire sculpture created when our heroes first came through the magical portal into this very clearing many moons ago, and our heroes leave behind the open night sky of the northern coast and walk into the dungeon of a weathered watchtower on the far side of the realm. Join us next time for more tales of valor from the heroes of the realm. Thank you.